Where's my marker?
This is an ocean boo. Oceanic boo.
Dad.
Yes, I'm on the ferry and I'm being lobbied.
Dad.
Okay. You want to go and pay for those pens? Okay.
Get off the audio boo.
I was just about to say, Dad. I see Bill Clinton's book Back to Work, but I'm not allowed. I can see. I see vodka.
Dad.
I see Glen Alpen Finest Blended. I see Shamrock Irish Country Cream. I'm being beaten. I see Butler's Chocolates. You see, what else do I see on this thing? I see Montcabrier wines, probably some crappy old cheap wine that they sell here. I see Dior. I see Smashbox. Smashbox Cosmetics. Know nothing about them. Okay. I'm coming. Look here. Get in behind this man here. I see red, I see orange, green, and white rugby balls. Here. Look, say something to the audio
booth. You said no audio booth for the rest of the holiday.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't remember saying that.
Yes, you did.
Look here, I'm going to buy you some pens, right? Why don't you be grateful?
They weren't what I wanted.
Well, you just wanted more and more and more and more.
I didn't.
You'd have taken the whole shop if you had your way.
Mm.
Anyway, what about this stuff, Grace? Look at this stuff here. Hypnotic poison. Imagine buying hypnotic poison, right? It's water. Oh, sensuel for 40 euros. No, 40 GB pounds. The thing about being on the ocean between Ireland and Britain on a Stena Line ferry is that all the prices are in GB pounds. Because they're in GB pounds, I feel I'm going to get ripped off. This is very unfair, but that's just telling you about the feelings. The feelings are I'm going to be ripped off because I earn money in euros and I have to pay it out now in sterling. And I feel that the company will weigh all the transactions against me. By the way, the front page of the Guardian newspaper, the paper in which reviewed the play I'm going to see, incidentally, that is, in case you don't know, it's a play by Chekhov, and it's called It's called something to do with apples. Oh, yes, it's called The Cherry Orchard. The front page of the Guardian Weekend Edition today says, police buried, in inverted commas, report warning of race scandal. Met, meaning Metropolitan Police veterans, claim spiraling racism crisis was, quote, accident waiting to happen. My God, I'm doing a Bernie Goldback here. I'm actually reading the Sunday newspapers or the weekend newspapers. He's much better at this. You should really follow at Top Gold for everything, but basically on Audio Boo, you definitely got to follow him because he'll save you buying Sunday newspapers. Ronan Lover So Raw. That's about some trivial incident between a celebrity and somebody else. I see they sell good housekeeping. Okay, what can I say except Toblerone? Yeah, I see here assorted flavors of bars. Now, they're selling 3 for 2. You get 400 grams of Toblerone Gold for 5.50 GBP. Look, I'm fed up with this, walking around here just talking about stuff. Let me get a theme into this audio. Let's just talk whiskey. Yeah, we'll talk whiskey. I'm doing this especially for Documentally, who is a real whiskey connoisseur. Now, if I was trying to buy Documentally a gift here, I think I might be in some trouble. I've got Jameson, right? Fair enough. I've got Jameson. He probably has that already. He's got this thing called Shamrock Traditional Irish Whiskey. I doubt very much he'd care about that. These are blends, you see. Glen Alpen, Finest Blended. I mean, nobody in their right mind over here, certainly heading towards Scotland, thinking of McColgan, would be drinking blended whiskey. Aha, I finally come across Highland Park, established 1798, the year of you-know-what. Anyway, distilled in Kirkwall, single malt Scotch whiskey, 40 degrees volume. This particular bottle says distilled in 1998. Bottled in 2010. I love that. The bottle is a story. Congratulations, Highland Park. You know, I want to know trivial things like when was this distilled and when was it bottled? That tells me how long it was in cask. right? And these are vintage. And do you know how much that costs? All for the sum of 32.99. See? Bloody suckers we are. Why can't it be 33? Okay, let's move here to one that... Ah, this is what I would pick for documentary. Yeah, I bet you he doesn't have this one. This is a Penderyn Distillery, Wales. Non-chill filtered, 46 degrees of alcohol. UK, CF44 OSX. Madeira. I guess that might be the flavour of the oak. And it's even got Welsh on it. This is a most beautiful bottle. I tell you what, let me just tell you what it says on the bottle. All those of you who do not care about whiskey, turn off now. This bottle says that it's the original award-winning single malt whiskey, matured in ex-Bourbon barrels. They're other kind of whiskey, I think, and finished in ex-Madeira casks. So it's taken out of one lot of barrels and put into other ones for generous flavour and subtle complexity. I'm hooked, totally hooked. Then it goes on. The hillside village of Penderyn, southern gateway to the wild, beautiful Brecon Beacons. Now, the Brecon Beacons National Park is a stupendous place. That's where Penny Fan is, and I nearly got snowed in and frozen alive there once. Gives its name to this wild whiskey, made here at the only distillery in Wales. This is the only distillery in Wales. Well, there's no question about it. Christian, documentally, this is what you'd be getting if I was coming to your house. It's one of the few distilleries in private hands today. Apparently in the 18th century, an early Welsh distiller, I'm just paraphrasing, was among the founding fathers of Bourbon distilling in America. There you are, Americans, North Americans, Vancouver, Chicago, anywhere you're listening to me, Boston perhaps even. You know, one of the founding fathers of Bourbon distilling was in there. Now, where's my daughter gone to? Jeez, I better go after her. Each day, they charge their unique copper still. They charge the still with specially fermented single variety malted barley wash. Oh yeah, now we're down into the nitty gritty. This is the best whiskey packaging I've ever seen in my life. I'll scroll right down to the very end and I'll give you the last catch cry. This is, to those who love it, it's a new kind of Welsh gold. I can tell you folks, it is a stupendous bottle as well. It's beautiful, the whole thing is drop-dead gorgeous, and it's selling for the princely sum of $29.99. There you are, and I have not been hired to publicise it. I just am a mad, raving enthusiast. See, this is what consumers are like today. They are mad, raving enthusiasts. I better go. I'm being given really killing glances by my daughter. I better go and bribe her. Bye. What do you think? No, come here. I got you something lovely. Say what it is. It's a cube, isn't it?
A
Rubik's cube? Have you ever made a Rubik's cube? But it's not an ordinary Rubik's cube. It's a children's Rubik's cube, right? And it's got sheep on it and something else, and it was irresistible. I don't think I'm going to get the Rubik's cube, you know? Unless I get a word out of Omani Dot, I'm not going to be able to get the Rubik's cube.
Goodbye, Dad doesn't like audio anymore.